Well, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Hope you and your family and those you gather with today have a wonderful day of sharing family memories and stories and, of course, some wonderful food. Let's talk a little bit about Thanksgiving. There are five little-known Thanksgiving etiquette rules that you probably don't follow. You know, as many of us head to the homes of family and friends this Thanksgiving, and for those who have been doing the same thing for years or dining at a close friend's house, it's pretty easy to become a bit lax when it comes to our mealtime etiquette. Well, to help you get back on track this Thanksgiving, there are five etiquette tips that either very few ever follow or are just shockingly obvious to begin with. So let's take a look at some of those etiquette rules, especially if you're eating at someone else's home this Thanksgiving. Here's one of the first ones. A common etiquette rule that we all break is that you should always pass the salt and pepper together, always. Now, even if someone requests just the salt, you should always pass along the salt and the pepper. That's according to What's Cooking America. Now, when you do this, you place the shakers directly on the table, as opposed to handing your fellow diner the requested seasonings. And on a related note, they also say that you should always avoid seasoning your food prior to tasting it. That's kind of an insult to that the person who did the cooking. Give it a shot before you change the taste. Also, remember, the meal begins only when the host or hostess unfolds and places their napkin on their lap. Now, this also comes from What's Cooking America. You should do not sit down and then immediately place your napkin on your lap. You should wait until the host or hostess does that. That is when the meal has officially begun. And then when they place their napkin back on the table, that means the meal has ended. And upon finishing, you should always place your napkin to the left of your plate. Also, here's another one that you sometimes see folks not necessarily follow. When you're cutting food, you should always cut only one piece of food at a time. Now, you might be really excited to grab your fork and knife and dig right in, but the Emily Post Institute, which is a, they're kind of the indicator on etiquette. They say that it is appropriate to cut only one piece at a time before you bring it up to your mouth. In other words, don't cut up an entire piece of turkey into separate bites before eating it. You should always cut your food one bite at a time in small, manageable pieces. And typically, the way most of us were taught, you should use, if you're right-handed, most of us have the fork in our left hands. We cut with our right hand. You cut off the piece, set the knife down on the plate, change hands, use the fork with your right hand, and enjoy that piece of meat. And then, of course, you go back through the routine again. Grab the fork with your fork with your left hand while you grab the knife with your right hand, cut off the next piece, and go that route too. Etiquette rules, okay? Also, don't switch the place cards. This is another etiquette rule that most folks don't follow. A lot of folks don't use place cards these days unless it's a very formal event. But, you know, if you are assigned to a seat, you might not necessarily love where it is, but just deal with it. Remember, you're a guest in someone else's home, and your host or hostess has put a lot of work into the event. So don't just disregard their seating arrangements and sit wherever you want. Even if they don't use formal place cards, if you are assigned a seat around a particular table, whether it's a family gathering or friends, you should respect that. And then also, this one should go pretty much without saying, but they suggest that you also respect the host that trusts you in their house. It might be very tempting to see what's behind that closed door. Maybe take a peek in that antique desk drawer or go snooping through the cabinets and closets. But as you would obviously know, that would be very disrespectful to your host or hostess. And what happens if something happens? What if something breaks? Well, they say don't hide it. Just quietly explain the situation to your host and offer to pay for a repair. Things can happen. We oftentimes get together on events like this with children, and children sometimes can get a little bit rough and maybe break something. Don't try to hide that. Just fess up and ask if there's something you can do to fix that. Some of your etiquette rules here for your Thanksgiving meal. Now, also, while we sit down to dinner, one of the things that typically happens if there are pets in the home, whether they're yours or someone else's, those pets tend to hover wherever the food happens to be located. So what about those Thanksgiving treats? Can your pets enjoy some of those? Well, Let's take a look here. According to the American Kennel Club and WebMD, they put together a list of some Thanksgiving foods that you should never feed to your pets. And the first one on the list is turkey. They say don't let your pet take a bite of the Thanksgiving turkey if it's been smothered in garlic, butter, or seasonings, because those can be extremely toxic. If the meat is totally plain, boneless, and well-cooked, well, then perhaps the dog or cat would be able to nibble on it. But if it's been treated with anything that you want to use to season it up, and most folks do, then it's best not to do that. It could be bad news. Ham is another one. Another dish that's a no-no. The pet insurance carrier Best Pets says that pork products can lead to pancreatitis, vomiting, and diarrhea in pets. Even in small portions of the fatty meat, they can cause obesity in smaller dogs and cats. So ham also, not a good idea if the animals are hanging around the table. Stuffing is another common dish during Thanksgiving, of course. But unfortunately, that holiday favorite also is a no-no for dogs and cats. Wild mushrooms, grapes, raisins, and especially onions can be destructive to your pet's delicate system. Sadie Cornelius, who's the marketing director for the Canine Journal, said no matter what form they're in, dry, raw, cooked, powder, or within other foods, onions are some of the absolute worst foods you could possibly give your puppy. It's poisonous for dogs, and it's even worse for cats if there's something worse than poisonous. So keep that in mind. Another dish common on Thanksgiving, sweet potatoes. And that's another one that's probably not the best for your animals. If you do like those sweet potatoes, especially if they're covered in marshmallows and spices, then you should not dare give a bite to the dog or the cat. Those sweet seasonings can lead to an upset stomach very quickly. They say if it's served ungarnished, then sweet potatoes are perfectly fine, but that's only if they are not seasoned or anything is done to them at all. That's according to the ASPCA. Now, another common dish on Thanksgiving, pumpkin pie. And while that's traditional, they say the slice of pumpkin pie off limits for your four-legged friends. They can safely get into the festive holiday fun, though, if they want to try plain canned pumpkin. Now, a surefire new favorite, pure pumpkin also aids with digestion. But if it's pumpkin pie, that's a no-no for the animals. That's not necessarily a food, but it's kind of a thing, is salty snack foods. Now, we can never get enough of things like potato chips, pretzels, popcorn. But those salty treats can lead to excessive thirst and urination, or even sodium ion poisoning in your dogs and cats. So the ASPCA does not recommend anything salty like that to the animals. Nuts fall into kind of a similar category there, too. They're bad for pets. The ASPCA says not only can almonds, pecans, and walnuts cause vomiting, diarrhea, and even pancreatitis in cats and dogs, ingesting macadamia nuts can lead to weakness, depression, vomiting, tremors, and hyperthermia. So you want to keep those away from the dogs and cats. Chocolate is another one. That's always a no-no. One of the simplest desserts can be fatal. Okay, dogs and cats both can be fatal with chocolate. That's according to PetMD. An ingredient in chocolate that's called theobromine is the trouble. It can lead to vomiting, diarrhea, seizures, and death. So chocolate is always a no-no for the dogs and cats. Now, also, coffee and caffeine are other things that should be kept away from the pets. Coffees and caffeinated drinks are very dangerous for pets. If the dog or cat does accidentally slurp up any caffeinated drink, it can lead to vomiting, diarrhea, panting, excessive thirst and urination, hyperactivity, abnormal heart rhythm, tremors, seizures, and even death. That's according to the ASPCA. So keep those things away from them as well. And the last one on the list, well, this should be so obvious, I shouldn't even have to mention it, but it would be alcohol. Just like people, pets can suffer from alcohol poisoning, whether it's through alcoholic liquids or things like rum cake. So even in small doses, intoxication can lead to seizures, respiratory failure, and death in your pets. So those alcoholic beverages, things that contain alcohol, they should be kept away from those animals as well. So now we know what to do and not to do with our pets when everybody gets together for the big meal, and we know how to treat each other, etiquette-wise, during the big meal as well. Hope you get a chance to enjoy with family and friends today. Have a great Thanksgiving.